This is the Infinite Receiving Podcast, helping conscious leaders tap into a wealth of abundance across all areas of your life and business. I'm Susie Ashworth, and I'll be sharing with you how you can upgrade your reality through quantum transformation, because you are ready for infinite receiving. Hello, hello, you gorgeous human being. Welcome to the latest episode of the Infinite Receiving Podcast with me, your host, Susie Ashworth. And I am really excited to bring this next episode to you, which is all about becoming a portal for infinite love. Now, we are going to talk a lot about love in this podcast, and I make no apologies for it. We are going to be talking about intimate love. We're going to be talking about love in your family dynamic. We're going to be talking about love in business. We're going to be talking about love for life. We're going to be talking about love in all ways, shapes, and forms. As the beautiful song by I Don't Know Who says, love is the strongest medicine we know. And when it comes to infinite receiving, allowing yourself to be a portal for infinite love is absolutely one of the most important pillars of what I teach. Now, the first thing I want you to just hear, maybe for the first time or just in a different way today, is that love is a frequency that you cannot switch off. That frequency is around you all of the time, and you are a conduit for that frequency and also a generator of it. So you are both the conduit and the generator. Now, what is interesting is whilst you can't turn the frequency of love off, you can close down your heart. And the truth is that the majority of people in this world, including myself from time to time, are living with their heart closed, at least partially. And I say this, that there's a huge difference between being open-hearted, and most of the people that I attract into my world are open-hearted by nature, and living with your heart open. Now, the reason that most people are living with their heart closed, at least partially, is that they are doing it out of protection. At some point, usually in a person's childhood, and certainly we have all had experience of, in inverted commas, heartbreak in our adult lives. Somebody has hurt our heart. And in a moment that is either conscious or subconscious, we have decided that we do not want to experience that level of pain, hurt, or suffering ever again. And so you're never going to allow yourself to be as vulnerable as what you had been in the past to allow that type of heartbreak to have happened. And so you go through life protecting yourself. And usually that means holding yourself back in one way, shape, or form. Now, whilst protecting your heart might sound like a logical survival tip for you, what it means is that it actually stops you from enjoying the full range of the human experience to its ultimate and maximum potential. And when it comes to receiving infinitely, it absolutely stops you from being a match for that frequency. You can't be a match for infinite receiving if you're living with your heart partially closed. And when I talk about that maximum potential for human experience, I'm talking about maximum love, obviously, but also joy and happiness and bliss and just being able to tap into life when you feel ecstatic. You can't do that with a partially closed heart. So you have to choose to know that you, as an individual, and your heart are strong enough to know that you do not need to stop the flow, and you are willing to keep your heart open. And this is a practice. It's a practice that takes commitment and you coming back to the place of asking yourself the simple question, is my heart open right now? Is my heart open right now? See how many times you can ask yourself that question over the next 24 hours and notice how many times when you really feel into whether your heart is open or closed, even partially, how many times you are being in a situation with your heart closed. When it comes to the frequency of love, it is the biggest activator for all types of receiving. And it starts, and I speak to everybody who is particularly feeling like, I want intimate love. I want to be in receipt of infinite. I want to be in receipt of intimate love. The best place to start when it comes for intimate love is being willing to be in love with your life. To really allow yourself to be the conduit and the generator for deep, wild, unfiltered, unabashed love for your life. That's where we start. So, I hope that this has got the juices flowing for you. And I hope that you are going to remember that question, is my heart open right now? And just see what it is that you notice when you're asking yourself that question consistently. Now, if you have enjoyed this episode and you have a friend that you think this is going to just get the balls rolling, get the cogs whirring, inspire them just a little bit, or you feel that they just need to hear this message, please do me a favor and share this episode. If you haven't subscribed already, do yourself a favor and hit the subscribe button so that you never miss an episode. And in the meantime, please remember that faith plus action equals miracles. Thank you for listening to Infinite Receiving with me, Susie Ashworth. I'd love to share with you my Infinite Receiving activation audio. Go to susieashworth.com/activateinfiniteReceiving.